Public health experts are meeting in Atlanta to decide whether all school children should get a flu vaccine every year. It's an attempt to reduce disease in children and possibly protect adults. Currently, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends the vaccine for all children between 6 months and 5 years. NPR's Richard Knox has this report.
For years, researchers have noticed that flu epidemics generally start among school children.
In the early part of any epidemic, 58% of the patients presenting to clinics were school-aged children.
That's Paul Gleason of Baylor College of Medicine in Texas. He says as a flu epidemic progresses, it spreads from school kids in both directions, to preschool children and infants, and to young adults and elders.
We saw that hospitalizations and deaths occurred really in the second half of the epidemic, so there has to be spread through the community. And it's obvious that groupings of susceptible children in schools is a very good opportunity for the spread of the flu.
So one strategy to stop the spread of flu in a community might be to vaccinate school-aged children. Gleason and his colleagues have been doing just that in Temple and Belton, Texas. For nearly 10 years, they've compared the spread of flu there with two other Texas towns where school kids weren't vaccinated.
And what we find is that when we offer vaccine to the school children, we significantly reduce the rates of visits for all age groups in the community.
That is, doctor visits by people with flu symptoms. For many flu experts, that's a strong argument to vaccinate all but the very youngest children to protect the entire community. But if the expert panel meeting today recommends that everyone from ages 5 to 18 gets vaccinated, it'll be to protect the children themselves, says the CDC's Dr. Anne Schuchat.
Keeping children healthy, keeping them in school where they can learn and thrive. I think they're looking at it that way rather than at the total population impact.
There may be benefits for vaccinated kids' immediate families, Schuchat says. Others in the family may be less likely to get the flu, and parents won't need to miss work as much to care for sick children. But even though many flu experts think there may be a broader community effect from vaccinating most children, the CDC doesn't think that case is clinched. Some people point to other benefits, especially if children get the nasal spray vaccine. Because it contains a live, though disabled, flu virus, Paul Gleason says the nasal spray vaccine might protect more broadly than the killed virus vaccine given by injection.
I think that's an important attribute of the live vaccine because it gives better protection against vaccine mismatch than does the shot.
That can be important in flu seasons like this one, when it turns out that two of the three viruses in the killed virus vaccine are mismatches. They don't match the viruses actually circulating across the country. That doesn't make the injected vaccine worthless, but it is less effective. The CDC estimates that as many as 7 million more children might get vaccinated next year if it's recommended for all school children. Supply shouldn't be a problem. By one estimate, there will be 30 million unused doses at the end of this flu season. Richard Knox, NPR News.